Over the years, many people have asked me, what must I do to be born again? That is the question, isn't it? When John the Baptist came preaching, he told the people, repent and do works meet for repentance. When Jesus came preaching, he said the same thing. Repent, believe the gospel, do works that are fit or fitting to repentance. Many decades later, the Apostle Paul preached that men should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. That's the simple answer to the question, what must I do to be born again? What must I do to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? When John was asked for details by some people, what do you mean, repent? He explained to them in Luke chapter 3, if you have two coats and someone has none, give him one. He told the soldiers, do no one any harm, and don't complain about your wages. There's an attitude of humility that comes with repentance that causes you to do deeds that are different from the ordinary people around you, the ones who have not sought God and have not repented. What must you do to receive the baptism of the Spirit? In John's letter called 1 John, he wrote that everyone who does righteousness is born of God. So we know that we must do righteousness. We must confess our sins and forsake them. Solomon said, he who confesses sin and forsakes it shall receive mercy. We know when we read about John the Baptist preaching that people came to the Jordan River confessing their sins so that they could receive mercy. They had confessed their sins and abandoned them. They weren't confessing the sins they were still committing because they had ceased from committing sin, because that's repentance. Repentance is ceasing from sin and replacing those sinful deeds with righteousness. 1 John 2:29, if we know that he is righteous, then we know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him. There's something else John tells us that must happen to be born of God. In chapter 5 of his first letter, in verse 1, he said, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So we know we must believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ. And we must repent. And we must do righteousness. In chapter 4, 1 John 4:7, John suggests that we must love God's people. He said in 4:7, cherished people, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. This is the simple answer to the question, how or what must I do to be born again? What must I do to receive the baptism of the Spirit? What must I do to have my sins washed away? We repent. We do works meet for repentance. We do righteousness. We believe in Jesus. That's the answer. And my prayer is that through this series on the new birth, you've been encouraged not only to know what it is, but to seek it, to have it, and if you already have received it, to value it as you never have before. May God bless you with the riches of His Spirit and keep you in His love unto the end. And may we all meet one day in that land He's prepared for those who love Him.